Blog Talk Radio.
Right, it's the house guest from season 10 and season 11, the person America loves to hate, number one in your programs and number two in your hearts. It's the man, the myth, the legend, Jesse Young Guns Godders, and I'm on the Rad Reality Show with Ron Rad.
Hello, everyone. Tonight we will be preempting the housewife episode of Real Housewives chat on the Rad Reality Show, where we can bring you a live interview with a soon-to-be housewife of Orange County, probably, Rachel and Brendan. Also tonight, another reason we're going to preempt the Real Housewives of whatever season it is, I want to watch the past 2 weeks because Michelle must have called my favorite Big Brother person and get him to come on the show to go on that show just to let me watch it, the show, because now I have a reason to watch Real Housewives because I hear my favorite Big Brother cast member is going to be on Real Housewives. Is that the truth, Michelle?
Are you talking about me?
Yes, you are Michelle. No, wait. Oh, my favorite Big Brother. I got you. No, Dr. Will. I heard Dr. Will's on it.
Yeah, well, actually, he was on it last week, and he was – the reason why he was on it is because he's a tattoo removal specialist, I guess.
Right.
And he was removing Tamara's tattoo.
And then he's on this week, too. Is he again?
I did not see him on this week, so unless it's going to be on the next week because it was on yesterday with Orange County last night, and I did not see him, no.
Okay, maybe Lydia watched the last one.
Yeah.
I just saw that Lydia tweeted that Dr. Will was on, so
she was probably watching every one that they do before they show the new show.
Cherry, is that how it is?
Correct.
Okay. Anyways, Dr. Will, I'm going to have to watch him. So I will be glancing at this housewife crazy stuff.
So
I'm looking forward to Dance with the Stars tonight.
You
I don't know about you guys.
Because we wanted you to, but now that Dr. Will is on there, you will watch.
Yeah, what's up with
that?
He makes a cameo appearance, and now you just want to watch that. Well,
nah,
at least I'll get him to watch it and see
before.
What we're talking about.
No, I've been wanting to watch it, but now I don't have to watch it. It's like I'm going to have to, you know, find a link for it, and
yeah.
I'm going to have to do it. Though I'm going crazy on movies, I'll have to take a pause and watch 45 minutes of Housewives.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Come on, you know you want to.
No, I really do. I want to see the one with Nina in it. Which one is she in? The one from The Celebrity Apprentice.
She's in Atlanta, so they are not probably doing another one till probably a few months, I would say.
Oh, my gosh, because I'm so waiting for the explosion between her and Star Jones.
Oh, me too.
It's going to be a good one, I have a feeling, even though I want Star Jones to go away fast.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be a three person fight between Dion, Star Jones, and Nene. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Something's got to give. Someone's going to be beefing it out soon. They got to.
Okay, Paul. Paul, sorry. We won't talk who gets kicked off. We're just talking. they're talking about The Apprentice. Wait, it's Monday night. If you haven't watched it, that's your fault. But yeah, last night, I mean, I watched finally Apprentice, and everything. So
how do you feel about the situation?
I thought the person that went home never saw a person roll over like a dog on that show before, like as bad as she did.
Well, I think she just wanted to get away from the crazy people, if you ask me.
Yeah, I felt sorry for her.
It was a way out.
What do you think, Carrie? Did you finally watch it? Did you get to watch it?
Yes.
Did you feel the same way?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I do want to say this about Boosie. I want to say this about Gary Boosie.
Yeah, Boosie.
Okay, let me put it this way, and I'm taking a different approach. I like the guy, and I feel sorry for the guy. After hearing what happened to him and why he is the way he is, I mean, many people are like that because they're drugs and stuff, but he had an accident, and his brain is pretty much toast in the first place. And I actually cried a little bit with him because I understand. But you know what? I felt bad because he led in his own way. He was going to sit back and let the dice roll. He didn't overpower the people. You know what I mean? And I kind of liked them. What do you guys think? I mean,
I like Gary Busey, but some of the stuff that comes out of his mouth, I'm like, what? Like, I definitely, that accent he had a long time ago definitely had something to do with it. Absolutely. It was a while ago. The whole thing about him realizing that he's 40% deaf and he's been deaf for a while probably has a lot to do with it. But I also think drugs had a lot to do with it because I'm sure he had to take a lot of drugs, a lot of meds, and maybe got hooked on it. I think he used to have an alcoholic problem, if not still. So I think it's a little blend of everything. It's like a big blender of just crazy nuts and medicine and brain injuries. And, oh, man, it's very entertaining to watch, though. I'll tell you that.
But you know what? He worries me a little bit, too, though. What I'm trying to get at is I think you can tell the ones that actually know what is going on and what the ones that, don't get it. All I can say is this, too, is Jose Canseco can get out of there. I'm sorry.
Yeah. He
lost my respect.
What a lump on the log. And he always has to have a negative comment about everybody's idea, what everybody is doing. Once the project manager has the deal set and they're on a direction, he has to have a negative comment about what direction they're going, and he's just so negative, and he does nothing. He did nothing on that entire event for the
He played baseball. You missed that part.
Yeah,
he just sat there.
But you know what? I did think that the first comment that he made in the beginning of it, when he said that he thought it was a bad idea to pick that RV, I thought on that line he was right, because normally, I just went to the RV camp show 2 weekends ago I did not see one of those RVs there, the really big tour bus kind of things. That's not what your typical camper goes camping. So I thought that that comment was, I was actually like, wow, maybe he has a point here. But, yeah, he was a lump in a log. I loved Ivanka when she walked in, and it was like crickets. You could hear crickets when she was talking to him. And I love Ivanka's, like, comments and just the way she was with Gary Busey. She was like, he's an original. She was just like, it looked like she was mortified. It was pretty funny.
Hey, let me pick up this caller because I believe it could be Rachel. I should have wrote down the area code. I forgot to do it. If not, it's probably somebody wanting to talk to Prentice. When Rachel did just tweet me my DM saying that she might be a couple minutes late, so maybe this is her. Is that you, Rachel? Oh, wait, this thing always does that to me. Hello, Rachel? 316.
Ron, 316?
Kansas. Hey, Kansas,
you know,
I'm going to have to...
Damn well you're in Kansas. Come on.
I knew that was you. I knew it was you. I knew it was you. I knew it was you.
You call me Rachel.
What?
You were saying Rachel.
All I can say is when she does call in, I'm getting you off the phone line.
Terrible, Ron. Hi. Michelle.
Hey, now click your heels and say there's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
There's no place like home.
I'm joking,
no,
but I am serious.
Come on, you are keeping me on the damn phone.
I'm not going to let you talk to Rachel.
I'm not going to say anything. I won't even talk.
Okay. No,
I'll just listen to her yak. I won't even talk.
Okay.
I just turned on the radio. You know, there's like a time, you know, thing when you're listening to the computer, and then, you know, you pick up the phone and you have a little delay there. So
yeah.
I started hearing you talking about Gary Busey and Jose Canseco. It's like, oh, my God, I have to call in right now.
What are you thinking about the two of them, Kansas?
Which one first?
Oh, girl.
I wanted to bring up somebody else, too. So you give us your opinion on both of them. And I have another person I want to talk about.
Kansas, are you there?
Who do you want to talk about first? Gary Busey or Jose Canseco? Probably Gary Busey.
Tell us your opinion. We've already kind
of
told
ours. Actually, what you covered, I pretty much agree with most of what you guys are saying, too. I mean, he's a sweet guy. He's a lot of fun. He drives me crazy also. Remember on Celebrity Rehab, he did the same thing. He just talked all this crazy stuff. And, you know, I mean, he had a brain injury, so it makes sense, you know, why he's doing that and stuff, but... You know, it still is a major distraction, I guess, for the guys down there. I feel sorry for them. Hello?
What do you think about Jose?
What the hell's going on with Jose? I was shocked.
Yeah.
I think Jose is...
Truthfully, he should have been booted last night. He did nothing. He sat there in front of the fire when Ivanka came in. He's playing baseball.
No, I like the baseball.
He just didn't even give a shit.
I mean, it made them feel like they're camping. I mean, baseball, I mean, I like that.
Yeah,
but
their scene was good. Don't misunderstand me. What they did was great. But it was
them. I think he should just, you know. The person I wanted to know, was it a comment that, okay, I want to know your guys' opinion. And Sherry, I want you to chime in too on this. We need to. I want to figure out what the heck Richard Hatch was smoking, or was he actually playing devil advocate? Because what he said about country music fans,
I wish John Rich would have gotten up and just
honestly
thrown him right off the bus and let the bus back up over him.
Oh, Sherry, I could see him taking off his cowboy boot and stuffing it down his throat.
Up his...
John Rich was
But
pissed,
was he playing devil advocate?
Man.
He made it sound like he was playing like devil advocate.
Yeah, well, he's not one to be needing to play devil's advocate anything.
He's in enough trouble. He doesn't need to be
playing
double.
Listen, if you guys
want
to talk about him, just write him a letter to jail, send it to me, and I'll just shoot it over there, okay?
We'll
make sure he gets it, all right?
Really?
That's funny.
I've never hated
Hatch
that much.
I guess he doesn't win the show.
When he did that...
He just went to jail, so I think the
he's in jail now. He's in jail
he just
right
went
now.
Like last week.
Yeah, but it was
so.
Over. Right. The Prentice is over with.
Yeah,
I mean,
the Prentice is been over.
Yeah,
so
but there's no. I mean, he's
winning.
Not going to win.
Yeah,
he
like
might.
Ben's saying though,
he might. I mean, Donald Trump probably.
It.
Donald Trump will probably get him out on a pass. I mean, if he has to come to the finale, because I mean,
I don't think so, Ron.
He's only
but he
there
did
for
was stupid.
He's only there for
9 months.
Yeah, small time. Anyways.
But I did hear that Donald Trump is trying to help Richard Hatch, whether it means getting out of jail or pay his $2-point-something-million fine that he has on winning $1 million, which is kind of ridiculous. I mean, the guy won $1 million. Now he owes $2-point-something-million. Like, really?
Why didn't he pay his taxes in the first place? He's the ass.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's never ending. It's never going to end. You know what I mean? So I don't know if Donald wants to help him get out of jail, pay his fine, or what the deal is. Or maybe set up something with the ACI over here, and he can do, like a Skype through jail. I don't really know how it's going to work. I don't know if he's even allowed to do that, because... Like, you're right, Ron. I mean, they got the finale coming up. How is that going to work?
Yeah, I just think he will get out for some right. I mean, because I think, I mean, they put him back in and everything, but, you know, I just don't see him staying in there.
Well, the thing is, he's in there for violating his already probation. Once you violate a probation or a parole or whatever, your time is what you have to do. There's really not any way you can kind of get out of it.
Exactly, and he shouldn't get out
so,
of it.
So
why the hell didn't he just pay?
I'm just confused. You know how many people ask me if I pay my taxes? I'm like, people, I didn't win the $500,000, okay? And if I did, I would have told them, you have the money, take the taxes now. I pay my taxes now and I didn't win $500,000. I paid them forever. So it's funny, but they just assume, you know, reality star Rhode Island, we don't pay taxes.
Everybody has to pay taxes.
Everybody, you know.
And the guy's not an idiot. He was just trying to pull something over.
I mean,
I think he's an idiot.
He said that he's a survivor. Yeah,
when they let
him
out of jail, they told him, you know, refile 2000-2001 taxes and get those paid.
Right.
And he did nothing. He completely ignored, you know, those stipulations and went on about his merry way and
did what he wanted.
That's why he's back in jail today.
So why should anybody get him out?
Well...
Who cares
about
a stupid TV show?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it has to do with the finale, but that's what they're saying. But for what I guess he didn't pay the taxes from the beginning was he said that Survivor producers or whatever told him that they pay the taxes. Now, we all know.
Please, come on. You know that, Michelle.
Whether you're in the reality show or you're the watcher of reality show, you know that they're going to win the money and you know they're going to have to pay taxes no matter what they win.
You go on game shows and you win prizes. You have to pay taxes for those prizes.
Yeah, that's why a lot of people don't take their prizes from Price is Right. A lot of people from Price is Right do not take their prizes home because if they won a toaster or they won whatever, first off, they have to pay taxes on it. Second off, they have to ship it. Well, a toaster, I guess you can carry on the airplane. But say you won something,
a car,
you know,
or something.
like a washer. You can't
or a car.
Take it. Well, yeah, a car, I'd pay it because, hey, it's worth it. It's a car.
Yeah.
But and you can drive the car. But a washing machine and dryer, you would have to ship it, okay? Say across the United States, you would end up paying more for shipping than the actual washing machine is worth.
Now, do you get the money for it?
No, I was told that in Price is Right, unless you win actual cash money, they do not offer you, say, if you want a washer and dryer, they won't give you, like, the $800 or whatever it is for it.
They won't.
Yeah, so that's why a lot of the prizes, they redo them on Price is Right because they have a pile of prizes that people just don't want to take home because they don't want to pay all that money.
Wow. That's bullshit.
That's
and it makes
funny.
Me, like, I've always wanted to go on Price is Right, and I'm like, now I better win the big money, the big enchilada.
Yeah, I figured they'd give you some kind of money for it instead.
You would think, but, yeah, no, they don't. I guess, you know, the Price is Right's on a budget.
Oh, please.
No, I understand why they want to do that either, because, I mean, you most of those gifts are donated from, you know, I mean, they're donated to the Price is Right to give away. And if you ain't, I mean, I don't know why you would go on the Price is Right if you ain't going to want to take your prize home anyways. I mean, that's stupid.
But you know what?
I don't think
that
people really think about, like, okay, after you win a prize, you really have to end up paying for it. Like, you know, you have to pay to ship it. If you live in California, then, hey, fantastic for you. If you got to get a car, you can just drive home. But they don't think about that till after, right? I mean, wouldn't you want to go on Price is Right if you knew you were going to get on it? And then at the end of it, when they tell you, hey, so here's the bill, here's the taxes, and here's where you can ship it to, and this is the cost.
You know what I would do is I would take
that.
The price and go pawn it.
But you guys, you know, people that win those homes on Extreme Makeovers, a lot of them have lost their homes because they couldn't
now.
Pay the taxes on them.
Kansas, I got to cut this conversation short. Thank you for calling in, Kansas. I'll put you on mute for right now, and
I'll just call back.
Okay. Thank you for calling in.
Bye.
Thanks, Kansas.
Okay, I think we're done talking Celebrity Apprentice. Let's bring up this next caller. Oh, this switchboard always is funny on me. 704, is this Rachel?
Hey, it's Rachel.
What's up?
What's
now,
up?
Are you by yourself?
I am. Well, I just flew into Charlotte, and I'm flying to Orlando, Florida for the week. So Brendan is in Los Angeles, and I just got off the phone with him, and he's going to try to call also, but he's in like a medical lab right now. He's doing his research, like a genius.
what are you doing in Orlando?
I'm working. I'm doing an appearance for this company called iShields. They do phone coverings and phone cases, and I am their little spokesmodel, I guess. I'm doing like pictures for them and all their advertisements and conventions around the country.
Hey, Jerry, want to say hello?
Hi, Rachel. How are you, sweetie?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Hey, Rachel.
Nice to see you again in Vegas.
Hey, Rachel.
Yeah.
I don't want to ask this question, but somebody mentioned it in the chat room, and I just have to joke about it anyways. So don't take it offensively, okay?
Okay.
So are you and Brendan going to have to Skype then for the next couple of weeks?
Since
you're in Florida and he's in California?
Yeah, you know, that's pretty funny. No, we're probably not. We're staying far away from that devil system.
I'm joking. I was totally joking.
I know,
joking.
No, me too.
Okay.
But no, we're in the ultimate wedding contest, and
yes.
People can vote for us. We're entry number 147092.
Yes, I'm
the
so
reality
excited.
Love.
I was hoping we waited to talk to if he popped in, too. Because I wanted to mention, now, are you back on Bold and Beautiful?
Yes, I am. I'm back on Bold and the Beautiful. I have a character on the Bold and the Beautiful. So I play Julie the waitress, and I have a character. So I am the waitress for the bikini bar, which is exciting because every time I go on, I get a little part, a little line, which is really fun. And every time I go on, I get hair, makeup, and a costume, and it's just a really fun experience. Everyone in Bold and the Beautiful is so nice. They're such great people. I was on twice in 1 week, like I guess a week ago. And then hopefully I'll keep getting more and more appearances, and they'll keep doing more bikini bar scenes. It's the bikini
That's
beat.
Awesome,
so
girl. Yeah,
right
I know.
Now.
I must have missed it. Were you on the television, or did you just film it?
I filmed it twice last week. Not last week, 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
So do you know when they're going to air those?
they're airing in mid-April, and then Brendan is going to be on the second one with me. So Brendan and I did an appearance together also.
That's
awesome.
This
must be so much fun.
I can't
yes,
wait
it is
so
you. Much fun.
Oh, I'm jealous of her, Michelle.
Huh?
I'm jealous. I mean, to be able to...
This is so much fun. Like, who doesn't want to be in a soap opera? Like, that's awesome.
That is
so true,
right? Who
doesn't
want
to rub shoulders with Brooke and Taylor?
I know.
And...
Taylor, oh my God, right? And Ridge. Did you forget to mention Ridge? Because he's the...
I don't
want to
rub shoulders with Ridge. I don't want to rub shoulders with Ridge. I would go kiss his wife just like Thomas does, though. Any day.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Do you watch the show now? I mean, are you like having to watch it every day now? I mean, do you DVR it or?
I definitely do. I watch it like every day. Right now, my main job is just modeling and acting in Los Angeles. So that's pretty much what I do. And then I watch Bold and Beautiful every day.
Okay, so where do you think they're, I mean, I don't know if you realize this, I'm a huge fan of the show, right?
Uh-huh.
So, do you like the story right now?
Do I like the story right now? Which
yeah,
one?
Like the
There's
whole
like 30
Thomas,
stories.
Thomas and Brooke.
Oh, Thomas and Brooke, yeah.
And
Ridge. I think it's so funny because Brooke, she's just like hooks up with everyone in that family. So, of course, she has to like, you know, make out with Thomas. And, of course, he's going to want to
really
make out with her.
Not really wants to do it.
Yeah, of course. It's like,
of course
like
she loves the storyline. She's in it. Why wouldn't she love the storyline? She's
right?
in it.
She's not in this one. She's Elaney with Hope and
Hope. Oh my God, I love her. And you know what? We keep calling them by their character names, but in real life, they're just the nicest people.
Oh, I know.
And it's so fun to hang out with them. And really, I've gotten to know them on a more personal level, which is really fun. So I love the Hope and Liam and Amber's story too. That's so fun. It's so Bold and the Beautiful. You know, you have to think about it. Amber's been like the antagonist for what, like 15 years on that show?
Forever.
Yeah, so it has to happen.
Yeah, I love Amanda Franks. Isn't that her real name?
Yeah. Amber, yes.
I was right. Proud for me. Yeah. I didn't know something. Amber is awesome, yeah. I will just use their character's names just because. You
okay,
because
everyone knows them by the characters.
Yeah, you get so used to, you know,
talking about. I do it too. I get so used to seeing them as their character names. So for the first four or five times I was on the show, I seriously saw them and I was like, oh, you know, Taylor. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm calling them by their character name.
Now, what's
funny.
Your character name on it? Do you have a character
Julie.
Name?
Julie the waitress.
Yay. Julie the waitress, the bikini bar waitress.
No, I think,
cool.
Hey, Cherry, you watch Bold and Beautiful, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have for years and years.
Yeah.
Hey, we got
yeah.
a chat question too, Cherry. Do you
yes,
see it?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We would like to know if you have set a wedding date.
Yes, we actually have not set a wedding date. For this contest, you have to pick a date, and it's set September. So if we win the contest, we're setting the date as September 3rd. And if we don't win the contest, then we're going to get married next summer. We're already planning on a June wedding next summer.
Have
so,
you talked to CBS at
hopefully
all?
Hopefully we'll win this contest. No. They have not contacted me regarding
wedding
plans.
I just thought maybe CBS if you guys are going to get married, I thought maybe CBS would want to maybe do something on the show itself, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess not. Okay. You know, they have so much other stuff going on, and they have, like, The Amazing Race, and they have Survivor, and everyone falls in love on their shows. So I guess they just figure that they'll have a few other couples, and maybe Jeff and Jordan will get married. Who knows?
No,
we're so excited. We've been actually contacted by a few other things. So we're doing plenty of other things, and we're open to anyone that wants to film the wedding or wants to contribute financially in any way, like as far as this network or station goes.
So Now, the Ultimate Wedding, what does it, what do you get as a prize? Is it basically everything possible?
Yeah.
And is there a location? Is there a honeymoon? Like, do you want to talk maybe a little bit more about that?
Yeah, it's everything but the honeymoon. So if we were to win, it's $100,000 toward your dream wedding. And my dream wedding is Lake Las Vegas. I want to get married on, like, a beautiful barge with, like, lights and beautiful, like, flowers and everything, just decorate it, just like a little fairy tale. And then have the barge float over to a island beach on Lake Las Vegas where there will be poker tables, roulette, blackjack, just a lot of fun, and turn it into contemporary Vegas, but outside and on a beach on an island in the middle of Lake Las Vegas. So there would be, like, lounge singers and champagne and food, and it's just going to be an amazing, amazing little event. And then I want to get everyone that is in the wedding and friends and family to join us for the rest of the weekend, since we are hoping we'll get married on September 3rd. It will be Labor Day weekend, on 75-foot houseboats with a caterer and food and drink and everything. So it would just be, like, a really fun weekend for everyone in Vegas.
Wow, $100,000. You could definitely do a lot with $100,000.
I know, right? I could definitely do a lot with that. But, hey, guys, I have got to catch my other flight, and I am so sorry to cut this short. But
No, I said a short one. I wanted you to mainly plug the wedding, and people have been wanting me. And I did want to
talk
to
you.
And we're popping in the chat room. And, hey, good luck with this week. And
thank
if Brandon calls in, I'll tell him that you had a run.
Your wedding dress is gorgeous, Rachel.
Thank you.
I think it's so beautiful on you, too.
So make sure you go out and vote.
Rachel, I hope you win.
Yeah, I'm cheering for you, Rachel.
Thank you. Well, you guys have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon.
Don't miss your plane.
Bye.
I know, right? Bye.
Bye.
They'll have to be like Kent and Vixen.
Do any of you guys know when the deadline for everybody to vote?
I personally don't.
Okay.
But because there's so much voting going on in my head, I get so many people asking me to vote nowadays for things that I forget which one's coming and which one's going.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be soon because it's a wedding, so you know things like this take time to prepare. So. It's got to be probably within the next couple of months, I would think.
I'm looking actually forward to this new show that I just saw,
Hello?
Too, about wedding. And I wonder if they could get on this. It's with Howie Mandel. It's on Fox. It looks like it's going to be interesting, where the guy marries his lifelong girlfriend, like, on the spur of the moment, and it's just a bunch of strangers at the wedding. Have you seen it?
I'm sorry, Ron. You know what? I totally missed the first part. I don't know if it was my phone or the connection, but you said something. All I heard was Howie Mandel. That's all I got.
Okay, yeah. There's this new wedding thing on Fox for, like, and it's going to be like Howie Mandel is going to take this guy and he's going to marry this girl. And it's going to be like a bunch of strangers, and they're doing it right on, like in one day.
I know. Do the people getting married know each other? Or are they strangers?
Yeah. No, they know each other. This guy's been a lifelong. They've been dating for a long time.
Oh, okay.
But I just know it's Howie Mandel and it's a married.
I love Howie Mandel. I'm a Howie Mandel fan, so.
Yeah, and that's the one reason I watched the commercial is because it's Howie Mandel. I mean, who doesn't want to watch Howie Mandel shows? I mean.
Come on, there's Deal or No Deal.
Sorry, guys, I'm getting myself organized up here.
Oh, okay.
Hey, let me do something real quick. And I want to... The powers to be has told me to extend it till Thursday. Last night, I brought you guys a need that I needed so much money, and somebody gave me the money right away, so I didn't have to worry about it. But... Tonight, no one had, up to tonight, had bought the dollar raffle tickets for the tote bag full of goodies. One goodie
Ooh.
You get in it is a Louis autograph, in which he will be mailing to you guys separately, and you might get a couple other ideas. And I wanted to show a picture of it. There is a picture. I got it here. Give me a second. It's on my It's on my photo bucket, and I put it where I can send it in here. I found this nice little thing because of Night Owl. She showed me, or they showed me, where I could put like something in there, and I really didn't ever notice that it was there either. But anyways, there's the picture of the tote bag. It will come probably maybe with a calendar.
Ooh.
And maybe an autographed picture of somebody else.
Yes, actually, you know what? I didn't have my autographed pictures for a while, but I actually just ordered a bunch today. So
we'll save you for another week, because I got Louis this week.
Fine then. I didn't have one for you anyway.
We could do if you guys desperately would like a Michelle autograph.
That's fine. We can save it for next week. Spread it out. Spread out the love.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Anyways, it's a tote bag. It's awesome. And all you have to do is pay $1, and you might win.
That's a good deal, Ron.
What?
I said that's a good deal.
Yeah. And just don't say that it's for the raffle. Just say, you know, just donate some money, and that's how you do it. And no mail-in for this, because I have a Michelle autograph, so I was going to throw it in there. That's why.
I'll just send you another one, so don't worry.
When you can mail them, too, I mean, that's easy that way, too. You guys, you and Louie, I trust. So just PayPal $1, or if you want 5 tickets, you can go 5. Ben said something about, Ben, what was the deal that she told me to give? But, yeah, PayPal only for this. And then I do want to bring up another thing, and I'm going to, it's on the webpage, in which I'm going to show you the webpage, because have you ever wanted to arm wrestle? Yes, I will get an autograph. I'll be in there, too. My autograph will be in there. Have you ever wanted to arm wrestle Evil Dick, Michelle?
I just love the arm wrestling idea. So, yeah, I'd love to arm wrestle Evil Dick.
Okay, Ben said 15 tickets for $10. I'm willing to do that, too, if somebody wants to do that. Give me a second, Mappy. Have you ever wanted to arm wrestle Evil Dick? Have you ever wanted to body Bill, help Jesse pump his irons? Have you ever wanted to shoot Alex from BB9? Have you ever wanted to kiss Amanda Hansen from BB9? Well, you could do it on my webpage. It's at theradreality.com games. So go and have fun, and I will be popping. And you can find the link to the donation button at the Rad Reality Show homepage, too. So that's why I was telling Mappy to wait. She was wanting to find out where the link is. So I'm going to make some more games. Michelle, I need to make a game with you and Louie in it.
Do you want to wear the red unitard, or do you think you can wear it better than me?
You know what? I need to find something I could do, like both of our leotard pictures in it, or some, like a leotard picture of you. Maybe I can find something where you can, like, there's a ways I can build them. So, and everything. So.
Very cool, Ron.
Yeah. So if you have a person you want me to create a game, this week I'm working on games. And everything. So, let me take a commercial break now, an actual commercial break, and drink some water. And we'll come back, and we're going to talk. We'll figure out what we're talking after the break.
Think it's easy to be a survivor? Hi, I'm Holly Hoffman of Survivor Nicaragua, and I'm challenging you to make me take the plunge and survive the ice-cold water of Wiley Lake. If you'll help me raise $10,000 for the Special Olympics, I'm going to take the plunge at the 2011 Special Olympics Polar Plunge on Sunday, April 10th, and you can join me. Just go to firstgiving.com and find my page by searching Holly Hoffman. Your donations can be made using your Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover card. Or create your own First Giving page and collect a minimum of $100 in donations so you can take the plunge with me. Log on now to SOSD.org or call Cindy at 226-9028. That's 226-9028. You'll be freezing for a reason with the 2011 Polar Plunge.
Oh, okay. Michelle.
Yes, Ron.
Are you going to watch Dancing with the Stars?
I actually have it DVR'd. So, yeah, I usually watch, like, the first one. And then, I don't know, it kind of loses the fun. I don't know, I've never really watched the Dancing with Stars full episode, like the entire season. I've watched some of the episodes, but I don't know. We'll see. But I'm definitely watching the first one. Got to watch the first one.
I'm gonna have to watch it online because I think it'd be easier for me to watch it online. Because I'm gonna miss. I know the first half an hour because I forgot to turn on my television and mute. My television, and then I usually watch Mad Love. But yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing one of my favorite wrestlers, Chris Jericho. Keisha, I'm looking forward to seeing some of these train wrecks like Christy Alley.
Yes.
And who else is on there?
Well,
sorry,
you got
guys.
Wendy Williams, Karate Kid. You got Kendra Wilkinson, Playboy Bunny. Petra,
yeah.
The motto. So there's some interesting people on there.
It definitely is going to be. I think it's going to be a good season.
I'm very interested to watch Christy Alley, though. I definitely want to see how she does.
Yeah, I am, too. I'm looking forward to. Like I said, I'll watch the first episode because I do want to see it. And I just, there's people I want to see and everything. What about you? Cherry, I know you don't watch it. Are you going to maybe watch it this season just to see how they do?
I might try it this season. I've never, ever watched Dancing with the Stars before, but I might give it a shot this season.
I think you should for one reason.
Why?
Because then we can talk about it.
Because we absolutely have nothing else to talk about, so.
Oh, no way. We have a lot to talk about. And
but that's what
that
I'm saying.
I just realized my next subject. Have you watched Amazing Race?
I have. Have you, Cherry?
Yes, I have.
And you all know that Ron's one pissed off man.
Oh, man, Ron. Sorry to hear that, buddy.
God.
We should have a little skit like you had one with Russell, huh?
Okay, whatever. Why do you say that?
Well, because, you know, you said you're pretty pissed off, so I just thought, you know, because you made that very funny commercial ad thing about how Russell was kicked out, you should have done, like, a little clip of your girls.
Yeah, but that was funny. Russell's was funny.
Well, it wasn't funny till right now.
I know. Actually, I still am mad at Ken and Vixen.
I'm actually proud of them. Good for them.
No. Louie agreed with me. They shouldn't have YouTubed them. They should have YouTubed someone else. Turned someone else.
Well, it worked out for them, and I don't think that it was a wrong decision because it worked out in their benefit. So
yeah, but they could have done the Harlem Globetrotters or somebody else.
Well, the girls did the Harlem Globetrotters, so.
Yeah, I know, but there was other people back there. They shouldn't have done it. They both were there equally anyways, and they cheated, and they knocked them out of the way, and that wasn't fair.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see the knocking out of the way. Oh, you must have
said
something.
Yeah, I mean, they
kind
of, like, pushed them out of the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At least that's what I saw. anyways, yes, that was my worst, one of my upsetting episodes, because now I really am getting down on my favorites on that show.
Yeah, I hear you.
I lost a couple of my favorites. I think I'm going Gary and Mallory next. So it might be a... They're going to be gone next, guys.
You think so?
I hope they don't go.
I know, me neither.
I like them.
Me too.
Send her a... your address, Paul, somehow. Paul says you need to get him an autograph. When did you win it? I don't remember. Call in and talk to us, Paul. I don't remember.
Yeah, Paul, DM it to me because I was having issues. I had to transfer all my photos over. Like I said, just ordered them today. So just message me however you can, Twitter, Facebook, and I'll get that to you. And I think I owe you something else, too. So I'm on it, Paul.
We owe Paul lots of stuff. Paul is a good guy.
Can I just talk about two things? Two different things? Okay. One is Temecula, California. The Reality Valley is coming up. Okay, so it's coming up soon. If you guys go on the Reality Valley page, I believe that there's some way that you can donate money through me. There's been a lot of people that have, and I would love it if you guys could donate. If you want to choose somebody else, it's fine. Just as long as you guys donate, it's for a great cause, Michelle Place. And I'm super excited. I'll be there in a few weeks. So watch out, Temecula.
Yeah, I heard Lou and you guys finally got your tickets and that you guys are set for that.
Yeah.
I'm hoping you guys will get some new contacts out there and get us some new people to be able to come on the show. Maybe we can even do a live broadcast because what day is it? Is it Friday, Saturday,
flying,
and Sunday?
I think we might be flying in on Monday. I'm not sure, late Sunday into Monday. I honestly didn't look to see when I was coming back. I just went to see when we were leaving.
Because me and Louie does our show on Sunday.
Yep.
We could, if you, this is, I haven't mentioned it to him, we could do like a double show with you and him, and you guys pick up some other people if you guys are going to be there Sunday night. And then maybe Monday, we just cancel Monday's show, or I can even run it by myself if I can get a guest for that night, or something like that. So that's something to work around.
Yes, I will let you know when our flight coming back is.
We got a couple of weeks on that still, and everything. But I know Jillian. I was gonna try to contact Jillian. Anyways, to try to work something out with her. Anyways,
I can shoot over an email as well. So if you want to do it, and I can do it. And
no, I mean I talked to her on the phone. So I was going to contact her, and kind of wanted to set because I think she's willing to probably do something for me anyways because of the heart and everything, and she knows I couldn't come because of that, and I've done lots of promotion for her anyways. I really upset I can't go to it. I wanted to go to this one more than I wanted to go to Vegas this year personally, just because it was going to be such a big variety of shows, and I was looking forward to it, and I'm hoping to get to Vegas and to Virginia, but I have a feeling Vegas might come up too fast on me with my difficulties right now, and so Virginia is where I'm shooting for, hoping to get myself back on my feet by Virginia. So that's just something. Oh, I meant to ask Rachel if they were going to go back to Vegas this year. Now you're going to Vegas, ain't you?
I'm going to be in Vegas for sure.
Yay.
Are you going to go to the other one beforehand?
You know what, I've been asked, and I'm not 100% sure, so I'll have to
be
get back
determined
to you and see how it works. Well, I'll have to see how it works out because I think it's the day before, so if I would have to fly into Cali and then fly into Vegas. But I haven't gone into real big details with the person who contacted me about it, so... it's basically up in the air, and I will let you guys all know what's going on with that, but it's up in the air right now.
Yeah. Cherry.
Yeah.
Did you see we had some spam out there?
There's spammer in here, yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to make a comment. Was it this show we were talking about spam last week?
Yes, we were talking about spam, and you'll get hungry.
Anyways,
you having flashbacks?
I allow him to push
years.
It once. I'm allowed to push spam in here once, but if they do it again, they're gone, and I'll block them. Just to let you guys, we had a spam.
You have been forewarned.
Yes. I don't have a problem if you guys want to throw a link up there sometimes, or, you know, that's a question. Let's bring it up to Michelle. Oh, wait, what was your second thing you wanted to talk about?
Second thing I want to talk about, if everybody can do me a favor, go on to my Facebook, www.facebook.com/MichelleBB10, and go to my photos, and I would like you guys to vote for your favorite photo of me. This photo is going to go on a flyer. It's for a charity event, and I'm getting auctioned off as a date. And I want to make sure that I get the best photo up there to get the most money. So if you guys can please just click on like or put a comment on your favorite photo. I'm going to give it till Wednesday until I send the photo in. But if you guys can all help me out and let me know which one you guys like, you guys can go to my photo book, whatever, which one you like. Obviously, it has to be just me in it. And I prefer none of me being drunk. but if that's your favorite one of me, that's fine.
Wait, Time out. None of you being drunk?
Okay.
Do you have a picture like that?
Of course I do. But, you know, some of them you can tell I'm drunk. Some of them you can't tell I'm drunk. So some of them I have a drink on my hand. I don't mind those. But, I mean, you guys know. Come on. You know, get my good side, if you know what I mean. And no naked photos, please. I already got a few of those people that have naked photos of me out there. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. let's bring up the next subject because they were talking about it in the chat room. Okay, yeah, Sugar, she did go to celebrity rehab. We know that's a fact. And, she did get him home yesterday. The event was, the show's taped. So the show's over with yesterday, and she got to go home. But here's my question for Michelle. Do you know who went to visit her? Somebody went to visit her that was at Vegas.
That was at Vegas?
Yeah.
Or Virginia. Oh, well, then Andy Dick's out. I don't know. There was a lot of people in Vegas, so the possibilities are endless. So I might as well.
Yeah, I know. I'm at a point where I really don't care no more. I'll wait till it comes out. But I think I have a couple of ideas who could be. It could be Lydia. It could be. It could be Kevin. It could be Elvis. And no, they said Fairplay was a no.
So she posted that somebody went to go see her. Is that
no? There's been just now
rumors.
This has been, I believe, rumored. Cherry, do you know if it's rumored? It's rumored, right?
I think it's a rumor.
But I think it's a true rumor. I don't know if Nasal or the Nas posted it or talked about it with her. But
Paul says it's not Lydia.
But so Lydia and Fairplay is definitely no. I'm just trying to think who hung with Sugar. I'm thinking the only people she hung.
Could be a lot. It could be anybody. I don't know.
It
wasn't me.
All I
know
is she's awesome, and I like Sugar and. Sugar called me in the hospital, and like I said last night, she can call me in the hospital anytime she wants. She was one of the few people I made sure I picked up the phone, or like the nurse picked up the phone. I said this last night in the story, but she picked up the phone, and I was about ready to get in the shower, or I was doing something at the time, and she said, "Well, it's Sugar from Survivor," and I'm like, "Oh, I want to talk to her." Like, I was not, it was not like I was gonna, you know, tell him to call back.
Yeah, no.
You know, you don't tell her to call back. I mean, for her to do it in the first place, I thought it was nice. And
absolutely, she rocks. She's awesome.
She really does. She was one of the sweeties from I remember Vegas, and there was a lot. You guys all were rockers. That's what I love about this reality family that I've been adopted into. To be able to go to my wall one day and see a post from somebody saying, "How are you feeling?" And it's, you know, one of you guys from a reality show that I've talked to, you know, and it's just, you know, I mean, now Michelle, you're like old news for me. I mean, you're my buddy now. I mean, it's not like, I mean, when you say it, I mean, it's great and all, but certain people, you know, it really, you know what I mean?
No,
I'm saying now, I mean, I wouldn't expect nothing less from you, but for somebody out of the blue saying it to me.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Definitely,
Like, James Ryan did it one time on Twitter, because I tweeted him.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I was feeling since, you know, being in the hospital. And that was kind of like cool, you know what I mean? Because he doesn't like tweet me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tweet you all the time, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I expect it from you.
Oh, jeez.
Not James.
No pressure or anything.
No. I'm bad. That was me. Was that mean, Cherry? Or do you want to help me out?
Sometimes.
That's Ron. That's who you are, Ron.
I wasn't mean. I'm never mean. I'm a nice guy.
Hey, nice guys finish last.
And that's why I always finish last. I'm a Cubs fan. Says it all.
There you go.
Tommy's in the chat room, Tommy Sunshine. He says, "Where's the Costa love? You want to give him some love, Tommy? You know,
what's
Tommy.
What's up, Sunshine, Tommy? And what's up, everybody in the chat room? I'm not on the chat room, but I love you guys all, and I give you guys beijinhos, which is kisses in Portuguese.
How's your grandma?
Yeah, well, she is good. Hold on. Let's go see if she can talk. Hold on.
Okay, cool. I was going
to
introduce Michelle as the Portuguese princess tonight. Because I love the tweet she did today. She goes, "Come and let's talk to the Portuguese princess and Radron."
Mr. Radron, hold on one second, okay? Vovó, say hi.
Hi.
Say, Manic.
Manic. Maneto.
Mandy.
Mani.
Rock.
Vaca.
I love it, Granny.
I just want to just squeeze her. She is too cute. She says Manic Mondays rock. Like, what's better than that?
That's precious, Michelle.
But yeah, Grandma, she, you know, she's got the Alzheimer's, but she today, she came over yesterday, and she's hanging out with me for the week, and the first thing she says to me today is, and, you know, she talks Portuguese. She's like, when are we going to do the radio show? I want to do the radio show. So, you know, her mind's there, you know. So she's doing good.
That is so sweet.
Yeah, she's a little cutie patootie.
What's your favorite color?
Grandma's? I don't really know. I would probably think something with the Portuguese flag in it, green or red. Maybe red, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. I miss my grandma. My grandma just had a birthday. She passed away, though. I mean, but her birthday was the 15th. And And I thought about her. And okay, let's not go into this. Let's do some positive stuff. Let me do this, though. Let's, Cherry?
Yes.
I was going to get you to do this after I did something, but I forgot what I was going to do. So I'm going to let you do your thing now, and hoping while you talk, I remember.
Okay, well, last night, for those of you who are here, I asked everyone to please pray for Kim, who is in our chat room. She's still there today, I think. Yes, she is with us today. She has been in remission from cancer, and today she was supposed to have her 2 o'clock appointment to go back to her doctor. When she went in remission previously, it was at this 2-month point that she was told the cancer had come back. So she was very nervous about this appointment today and asked that we all say a prayer for her, and we've all been, you know, thinking about her today. Well, she got woke up this morning by her doctor's office telling her that her appointment had been canceled and it would not be reset until after the golf tournament in Augusta. She lives in Augusta, Georgia. So she is waiting again. She has no news for us, but I think, you know, we're all just going to think positive for Kim, and we know that the doctor is going to bring her some good news when she goes in to see him. And I don't think she's going to have to worry. I think that all is going to turn out well this time. So we're just going to keep her in our prayers until she does go back in and see the doctor, and all will be well. So, Kim, we're going to keep you in our prayers, and when you do go back in and see the doctor, let us know. And until then, keep happy thoughts, stay with us, and stay strong, and we're there with you, girl, okay?
Kim, we're praying for you, girl. Positive thoughts, girl. Positive thoughts.
Yes.
We're praying for you.
We've prayed for her on the show even before. And
she's
now, I mean, just, I understand, and we all need our prayers. As people have been saying, this has been a bad year for sickness. Lots of people are sick, and
And
I've been sick for a long time, but I'm used to it now. It's just I will talk about me in a second. Let me first, while I remember, if anybody would be interested, as you guys know, my brother has been a big supporter of me since everything really gone down, and I want to say thank you back to him. And Cherry Garcia is such a good person when it comes to doing cards, and I've asked her to, if you guys would like to sign a card to my brother, maybe put a little note saying thank you for, you know, taking care of me. Michelle, you can do it too. Tell Cherry.
Yes, and, Cherry, you know, put me down.
Yeah,
because his brother's done a lot, and he's been amazing taking care of Ron, making sure he's all right.
You know what?
Way up here, and not a lot of people down in Georgia to be able to watch him and make sure that he's okay. So just glad your brother's there close by to be able to watch and take care of you.
You know, and I was going to address that real quick because, you know, you guys, some of you guys that talk to me personally knows that sometimes I get frustrated because I don't have many people. And I just know my brother loves me. And there's times I don't understand what he does, what he did. But and like last week, he must have been working 12-hour days, so he wasn't able to swing by here as much. You know, and but, you know, he's been so good to me. And I think this is a good way. His birthday's on the 31st. It'll be a good way to give him a little a boost for us, you know, that you guys are my family too, and I think he'll appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And I've told Cherry forgot that I'll give Cherry his address. It's not like 2 digits off of mine, anyways. So, anyways, I just wanted to ask that. I do want to do something real quick, and I'm going to play my theme music. I do want to do this. I love this theme music, first of all. Let's play some theme music.
Thank you.
Okay, Michelle.
Yes.
We're going to talk about me a little bit. You know, I got thinking about it today. Okay. First of all, and I got thinking, you know, how many people do talk shows, and when they're sick, they talk about, you know, like when David Letterman had his stuff going on, how many guests always ask him, how is he feeling? How is he doing? You know, and you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about his illness on his show, right?
Yes, he does.
So I got thinking about it. Sometimes I feel guilty because I talk about mine on my show. Well, this is the easy way to tell everyone who does care, that listens to the show, away how what's going on. Yes, I do get the meals and the wheels. It's been great in the morning time. They come early in the morning, around 10-ish, you know, 9:30, 10 o'clock. So I get my meal in the first of the day, and that's good for me to eat a good meal in the day. And that means at nighttime I don't have to – I mean, I struggle a little bit, but, you know, I'm having some issues. I'm fighting them today with a dry cough, and that is – as I was getting ready to do as I talk about it. I did go see my doctor Thursday, and I got some stuff I'm only going to talk to him about. I'm not going to bring it up. I do try to post on CareBridge my updates, but sometimes I just don't get to them. There's so much going on. But it's been a bad couple weeks. Today I've had an okay day. The flu, I can't remember who I was talking to. I have a feeling they're going to have to get this fluid up, and then they're going to have to get me right, cut me open right away, because once this fluid is off, they have to, you know what I mean, Michelle?
Well, I think it would be the best thing because they don't want it to come back, and, you know, because you're taking those pills, a lot of those medications that you take could have a lot to do with it. So if it's able to be operated on, do it as soon as possible instead of giving more time for it to get back to that point. You know,
yeah,
you
that's
kind of
what happened.
Point.
I kind of felt, and everything, like the one thing I do know is like when I was in the hospital, I lost lots of fluids then. So if they can maybe put me in the hospital now even and give me the fluids off. You know, or we've talked to him about, you know, something else that I won't talk about on air right now. And it's a turnip too. If I can get that fluid off me right away, they could maybe cut me open right away. And yeah, it's like I said.
There's times I think you need to be in there.
There's times I think
that
I need to be. Last night was one of them. This whole breathing, lungs, water in my lungs is terrible.
I talk to Ron on a daily basis, and I've been able to hear the changes, and I can hear the congestion getting worse instead of better. And when he's on Lasix and they've increased his diuretics and the congestion is getting worse, to me, that's not a good sign.
No.
You know, the funny part about it is last week I took my pill, and I remember I had to run to the bathroom and everything. I made sure I didn't take them today till after the show.
Yeah, I remember.
I didn't make it there, just to let you guys know. No accident. Sorry. But what I was going to say, though, is, like, today I've had a somewhat decent day, but, again, the lungs, I can tell that the lungs, as Cherry called it, I feel like I'm drowning sometimes. And, kind of like right then. And I did call my doctor today and left a message asking him if there was something I could do for the cough. So,
did they say anything to you, or?
I just left a message. They haven't called me back. I do have an appointment, like I said, Thursday. So, oh, Michelle, it's just, I'm getting to a point where it's terrible. But then I just know that I can do it. So, sorry, y'all, I'm depressing y'all. and everything. So, back to the positive. I just wanted to update you guys. And, thought it would be a good moment. Brendan must not be getting able to get away from his thing. Don't forget to vote for him, them, and everything. Michelle, do you got anything else you want to talk about?
Well, do you remember Melinda that was on last weekend, American Idol? She is on Twitter right now, if anybody can post up the link. She's looking to get some more votes. I'm not sure if it's the second part of the...
It is the second part.
Okay, because I know
to
I
Michelle
voted
today.
Okay.
You want me to address
that? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, she does have the second part going on. And I retweeted the thing. So go vote. We're hoping to have her on. We wanted to have her on today, but Michelle couldn't get a hold of her in school and everything. I was hoping that she would call in around 8 o'clock. I forgot that we've talked about to say thank you to y'all. But Michelle has it in the chat room. Yes, keep on voting for her. She was awesome, too, wasn't she?
Yes, and she got a lot of votes. I voted for her a few times, and I kept watching her tweets, and every single time I saw her tweet, she was going up by 50, 100. You know, every single time, I was like, you know, I was very happy for her and really hope she does well in the contest. So,
I wanted to say thank you to the listeners, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Because I really believe it's us that we helped her.
Yes, I believe so, too.
And I don't say that much. But that was the first time I really know how much power the show can get, you know. So.
Yes, and I'm sure she was very happy that everybody did vote because once she did our show and people listened to it, whether it was archived or not, it seemed like her numbers jumped. So whether it was us, you know, and our great listeners and followers and other people that follow her, thank you guys so much for, you know, backing up everybody that we have on here. We really appreciate it.
No, yeah, and everyone else who comes throughout the week, you know, too. We had a good interview with Marty this week.
Yeah, how was it? I didn't get to hear it.
It was really good and really enjoyable conversation with him. We'll have to get him back on a show soon. I'm hoping to get some Survivor people on this one. And we're working on Monday or Tuesday getting some Survivor people. It's just, you know, Thursday is the show that, and so we booked them first there and everything. So,
so what did you think about Survivor this week?
Yeah, it was humdrum. It was like one of those, I don't care. It was like boring, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like a super, you know, thrilling one to me.
Yeah.
I think every season, every show, every season of a reality show always do that. And that was this week's, but, you know, like, it was okay, but it wasn't, like, something to write home to. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I think that if it was Rob's team that went, you know, to nominate somebody, we might have seen something going on with Mr. FBI guy and Rob and, you know, because he's trying to take over and, you know, whatever he's trying to do with his pink panties.
Oh, my gosh.
But, I mean, we all know that, you know, the Russell girls, you know, one's out, and if it does come down to them going again to nominate somebody out, we already know who's going. So,
I mean, we knew Russell's girl was going to go, and that one was such annoying. Now, the other one has hope, but this one didn't have a chance.
We'll see if somebody flips eventually on that side because, you know.
I mean, I can see the girl that's left that was friends with Russell, I could see her maybe having some magic powers to do
the name is Stephanie, I believe, right? Stephanie?
Yeah, Stephanie. But the one that got voted off, you know, I don't think she had no... And all I can say is Maddie, the guy that's pulling off all the wins on Redemption Island, I think he's awesome right now. I mean...
Yeah.
He's... Let him keep on... I like that he's... That's what I think they wanted, is someone to run the course.
The commercials looks like he may be in trouble this week, though, but that, you know, they always have it look like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've just stopped watching commercials for these reality shows. Okay, I do want to talk about this reality show real quick before. Okay, so do you watch Top Chef, Michelle? I can't remember.
No, I do.
But you're not watching
watched
this season.
No, I am. I just have not watched it in the past 2 weeks. It's still on my DVR. I know it's down to the finale. I watched Andy Bravo after the Housewives, and he had one of the finalists on it. So I can't remember her name.
Antonio?
Crazy. Nope. The other one.
Oh, Carla?
Carla, yeah. I like
she's
Carla.
She's up. Oh, sorry.
She is? No, she... Oh, okay.
I really wanted her to stay.
I like her.
I did too, actually. She was kind of like, I didn't like Tiffany. Tiffany, I was glad, you know, she went home this... Are you okay with spoilers?
Well, I guess it's too late now there, Spanky.
Yeah, he kind of spit that one out before he asked.
Yeah. Spam him. Get him out now.
Okay, sorry. All I was going to say is Richard for the win. I want Richard to win, and now I really like Richard, and I don't know. I just think he just had a kid. He probably needs the money. He's been decent, and I like the cousins, but I mean Michael and I really don't care who wins. All three of them were three of my top picks in the beginning of the show. After you know a couple other ones that were sent home right away, so.
Well, I really like Carla. She's just funny and spunky, and she cooks well. But you know what? She always wins like the money and the car, and she always makes out pretty good. So good for her.
She really did do good overall. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But she made some mistakes the past few weeks to lead up to her.
And she's a Housewives fan, so.
Okay.
Get with the program, baby.
Do you watch The American's Next Restaurant?
I have not started watching that, no.
Okay. So we can talk about it, me and Cherry, tomorrow
night.
Yeah,
you guys can chat. Go ahead.
We'll talk about tomorrow night. We only got 11 minutes. I just want to say I'm interested to talk about it tomorrow night because it was I like the show, but... Interesting who went home this week. So, you need to watch it, Michelle. I think you will like it.
I do. Do you know what day it is, just so that I can DVR
Sunday, right?
It?
Sunday, for The Apprentice.
It's
at the
Sunday,
same time, The Amazing Race. And that's why you can't do it.
Oh, see, you know, I'm going to have to try to see if I can DVR it. But if I have a couple things DVR'd, you know, I'm going to have to bounce it.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a bouncer for you then.
That's probably why I haven't watched it, is because I have a couple things I'm watching on Sundays, but...
There's a lot of
know.
Stuff. They have three shows on Sunday, I think, all reality on all three networks.
Yeah, we gotta talk to whatever cable stations that everybody has out there. I have Cox, which I just love that name, and... there's Comcast, and I'm sure there's a bunch of others, to get them to change a DVR and allow you to tape more than two shows an hour.
Now, I saw last week that they replayed Great American Restaurant. I think it was on Monday or Tuesday. I think it was Monday.
No, it was, I want to say, what day was it? It was Tuesday, after Biggest Loser, maybe?
maybe it was Tuesday. But they did replay it early in the week.
Yeah, Monday or Tuesday or
you
Tuesday
might
or Wednesday.
Catch it, if you watch for the replay of it, one of those nights, watch for it to be replayed. I don't know if they're going to continue doing that, but I know they did last week.
I love Curtis Stone, so I'm gonna tape it. I love Curtis Stone.
Don't they sometimes rebroadcast them on like NBC, like news channels or those channels back there, like not Bravo, but you know, you might want to check if it's NBC. It's replayed on CNBC.
CNBC, okay. Well, I think that I got it. I just went to my. Yeah, so I'm good. I'm safe. I am going to be watching America's Next Great Restaurant next week. There's nothing that interferes with it.
College basketball is on to the next round.
Yes, it is.
It's not much to talk about there. There was something somebody mentioned in the chat room. Oh, American Idol. Easy
yeah.
pick this week. Nobody, you know,
yeah. Bye, Karen. Wah, wah, wah.
It wasn't like, you know, like we miss her. I was hoping Holly would go or Haley would go. Because Haley doesn't seem like she had anything even left in her.
She's been in the bottom two twice already out of the two shows. So,
if we
you
were
know.
Betting, do you think her odds of going home this week would be a high risk? I mean, I would say they would be, you know.
Yeah, it's a probability because of the way the votes go. You know, the bottom three in your – the bottom three 2 weeks in a row. So that means, you know, Karen was bottom – no, this is 3 weeks in a row. No, 2 weeks, yeah. Karen was bottom – 2 weeks in a row, and she got out, and so, you know, it's inevitable unless she has just a magnificent performance and just rocks the pants off of America. So she's going to have to do a really, really, really great performance. She's going to have to let it all out on the stage, hold nothing back.
Hey, Paul, did you ever find out what the subject... Jerry, did you see... Did they... Have the theme
like
of
Motown.
The... Oh, Motown?
Motown.
Wait, are you saying Scotty's going to have to pick a Motown song?
That's what it looks like.
Oh, hey, he could do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He could do it, a country version of Motown.
You know,
can see it.
Now that he's had a vocal coach working with him, I think he's, you know, you can see the difference already.
Oh,
so.
I hate when my Skype goes freaky on me.
I heard that
during this time of the night.
Yeah, it got a little freaky on you.
I can't hear it. I can't hear you guys talk. Like Cherry just went. Cherry just sounded like she was an alien. You know, I watched some of the Muppets this week. They were on the one of the channels I get on my the antenna.
The Muppet Babies.
What?
Are you talking about the Muppet Babies?
No, one of their movies.
Oh.
It was the one when Gonzo gets his family space to come and visit him. And anyways, you sound like what's his name from the Muppets? The speaker. Speaker.
That was pretty good.
Hey, we got somebody wanting to say, hey, we only got 5 minutes, so they're going to have to, they only had a minute to say, hey, but how did you push? Okay, first of all, Tommy, how did you push one on Skype?
I have a little keypad thing, man, and I hit the. It looks like little blue buttons on the screen there.
Yeah.
And I just pressed one.
Okay.
Do you see that?
Yeah, I saw it, and I'm like, I Skype in, and I can never figure out how to do it.
Yeah, you, I always wondered if I could, if it would work with Skype to call into someone else's show.
Oh, yeah, it does it all the time.
That's cool.
I Skype when I'm in Portugal, Tommy.
That's cool. That's
but
awesome.
Is your Skype sounding like aliens too, like mine?
It did for a second. That's why I hit the one, because I thought maybe me Skyping in did something to yours. I didn't know. You know what
how
I mean?
How you doing, Tommy?
I'm good, girl. How are you?
I'm doing good all the way over here in Rhode Island. I hear you in my neck of woods. Were you in my neck of the woods recently?
Yeah, I was down driving through to the freaking piece of shit plant I work at.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, it was Central Falls. I have a plant down there.
Oh, do you? I live like 2 seconds away from Central Falls.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, wow. So, but that's cool.
Yeah.
You going to be at the Bell in Hand on the 19th or the 9th of April?
What is it?
The Bell in Hand Tavern.
I don't know. Why? What's going on there?
They got that Big Brother casting.
Ooh. Where is that located? What town?
It's in Boston.
In Boston. You know, I did see that. I got to check my schedule, but I'm possibly going to try to make my way down there and see what's going down.
I heard Adam's getting a pass to leave jail for it.
Oh, get out. Well, then maybe Richard Hatch will be there. I'll just pick up Richard Hatch and we'll just head down there.
No, Big Brother, not Survivor.
Yeah, I heard Donald Trump was going to get him out of jail.
See? Well,
that's what we've been speculating up here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what I heard. I heard that rumor. We'll see if it comes true or not, because Donald Trump, Mr. He Wants to Be President, has a way to make money work in his favor. So we will see.
Did y'all get snow today, Michelle?
Yes, we got snow today. And today was the first full day of spring. So I was like, yay, awesome.
Yeah, I know.
And we're expecting more snow Wednesday and Thursday.
I get so sick of it.
Hey, I got to address this real quick. You know, I have to address this through the chat room. I think sometimes when we hear Motown, we're thinking, you know, like, they don't have to, I don't think, do the song in Motown faction. I mean, I think you'll probably just hear, like, some of their, you know, I think you could do, like, My Girl and do a rock version of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I have a feeling you're going to, there's more to Motown than just, I think, to, you know, I think there's going to be easy to adapt songs to some of you guys' styles. Sorry, guys. They're talking about it in the chat room, and I wanted to address it.
No problem, Ron.
We only got a minute left, too, guys, and I wanted to plug this one more time. Don't forget, and I'm not going to advertise it like on Twitter. I might throw it out once on Twitter and maybe once on my Facebook, but $1 a ticket. $10 for 15, and you can win a Rad Reality Show tote bag full of goodies.
That's
and
cool.
Just $1. You won't get a confirmation. What I do is usually put your name on the ticket and throw it in a jug, and then we'll probably quit it Thursday, but I might draw it next Monday because me and Michelle likes to draw our names. Or I might even do it Sunday. I'll let you guys know. PayPal is the only way to do it because I'm not going to accept mail-in because people takes too long to do that. And we're going to try to, I'm going to try to do it once a month, a week long, thing like this. So, Tommy, thanks for calling in. I wanted to make sure. Michelle, you guys want to say goodnight to everyone?
I just want to say goodnight, everybody, chat room, Tommy, Cherry, and of course, Mr. Rad, Randicious Ron.
Cherry, you want to say goodnight?
Good night, everyone. Thank you so much. Get with me about Ron's brother's birthday card. Let me know that you want to sign your name to it. We want to make sure that he knows that we all appreciate everything he's doing for Ron. And keep Kim in your prayers. And good night, Miss Costa. Love you.
Good night, you, Cherry.
Cherry, you really sound like an alien. Whenever you talk on my Skype. I'm sorry. It's like, okay, anyway, I wanted to say one more thing. And, thank you, Rachel, for calling in. That's it.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
You guys, I'm sorry. You guys, it happens just on this show. This is the only show that my Skype does this to me.
Are we still that way?
It's Skype. It's what it is. Is I think during 8 or like from 7 to like 9, Skype is overused.
I wonder if it come out on
and,
like that.
And I have a feeling it.
Nah, he sounded fine to me. Everyone sounded fine to me.
No. It will you, but it's my internet.
Right.
The bandwidth, it gets. I think it's during the bandwidth time too. People are on their, other people that are in the area, probably on their computers too.
Right.
And I'm just the whole Skype bandwidth, and then the computer and the switchboard, it just really shuts down my and it makes my come through the speakers like Cherry talk.
Hi, Ron.
See, I can hear her that time, but like it kind of when she was talking a second ago, she sounded like like she was an alien. So,
what is that? My yeah, but I have an ad going or something.
I don't know.
Oh,
well, good night,
no,
y'all.
Show. Good night, Ron. It was good talking to you guys. Michelle,
they're probably restarting the show. That's what happened.
Right, yeah, that's what happened. Take it easy.
Bye, everyone.